months ago, and we've seen each other in person, what, a handful of times? I think most people understand that a long-distance relationship sometimes develops a little more slowly. Except their relationship hadn't developed slowly. From almost the first moment they'd met on the internet last January, they'd been talking about getting married. They'd grown close very quickly. Unfortunately, Rebecca was afraid their relationship might be fading just as fast, and she couldn't figure out why. She knew she was a little temperamental, but it wasn't as though Buddy was likely to do any better. Only 5'6", he was at least 50 pounds overweight. He had blonde hair and kind blue eyes. Rebecca loved both his hair and his eyes. But his face showed traces of years-old acne, and he had a big nose. He certainly wasn't someone who would normally have turned her head, especially because she was 5'10", 130 pounds, and nearly 5 years older. It was the differences in their basic natures that she thought of as the truly positive factor in their relationship. Nothing riled Buddy. On a scale of 1 to 10, the intensity of his emotions fell somewhere below a 1. He immediately and completely withdrew from any and all confrontation. Rebecca, on the other hand, had never backed away from a fight in her life. Until today. "Stay calm" was quickly becoming her silent mantra. "I don't understand why you keep doing this," she said, still admirably rational. "Are you having second thoughts about us?"
"No. Not really."
"Not really?" She considered asking Buddy if she could call him back after she made a cigarette run, only she was already too engrossed in the conversation to walk away from it now.
I don't see any need to rush into anything," he was saying.
"We wouldn't be rushing," she responded. "We'd simply be going ahead with our plans. Why can't we show your aunt the video when she comes to town? I mean, weddings aren't all they're cracked up to be. It'll be more fun to get to know her in a relaxed atmosphere."
"It's not just my aunt."
"You said you weren't having second thoughts about us. At least, I think that's what you said. You said not really. I don't know what I'm supposed to make of that. I guess it means you could be having second thoughts, or you could be having some second thoughts, or..."
"You're putting words in my mouth," he said. "I'm thinking about the advantages, that's all. We'd have more money if we waited, and I'll have saved up a few more days' vacation time."
"What about me?"
Rebecca slapped a nicotine patch on her other arm.
"I've already given my notice at Heron Now, and Irma has a new girl I'm supposed to train starting in a few weeks. There won't be enough business for her if I keep my current clients. Besides, the lease is up on my house, and..."
"Has anyone else come forward to rent it? Maybe you could talk your landlord into letting you stay another few months."
Wasn't he listening? She didn't want to stay any longer. She didn't want to see the doubt in her father's eyes when she told him the wedding had been postponed a third time, and she sure as heck didn't want to share such news with her 3 perfect sisters, all of whom had husbands and families of their own. They'd paved the road before her with such high expectations she'd never measure up. And everyone down at the Honky Tonk, the redneck bar that served as the center of Dundee's weekend entertainment, was already placing bets on whether there'd really be a wedding. She couldn't have the whole town laughing at her. Not again. "The invitations are at the printers," she said. She could feel the reassuring adhesive of both nicotine patches clinging to her skin, but somehow it wasn't the same as a smoke.
"You could probably catch them if you called right away," he replied.
"Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we should just forget about the wedding and elope."
"Elope?"
His voice had definitely gone a bit high, but Rebecca barreled on. "Yeah, let's fly to Vegas and do it. Forget the cake and the flowers and the food. Forget the guests."
"My mother would kill me."
"Why? My parents are the ones who've already spent a lot of money." Her parents had been so excited that she was finally getting married. They'd promised to give her the same.